Could you please introduce yourself?
I'm the co-chair of the LGBTI subcommittee at Australian Lawyers for Human Rights. My responsibility is to chair that committee with Catherine Cramp from Queensland. I'm based in New South Wales, but we co-chair the LGBTI subcommittee and we are part of the National Executive for Australian Lawyers for Human Rights.
And could you give us a brief background on the Australian Lawyers for Human Rights?
Australian Lawyers for Human Rights is a collective group of lawyers from across the country who all have a vision and an interest in human rights. We are a professional organisation. We are very active in law reform and advocacy for human rights. We all come from different backgrounds and have different interests, and Australian Lawyers for Human Rights has various committees dealing with race, refugee rights, and in my context, LGBTI rights and human rights. The President, Benedict Coyne, is a human rights lawyer. The Executive Committee comprises people from various academic backgrounds, senior positions in firms, and even junior lawyers who have a passionate interest in human rights.
And what are the changes that are being proposed to the Anti-Discrimination Act 1998 in Tasmania at the moment?
Sure. The primary change is enacting what I call a religious defence. So if someone were to make a public statement or behave in a certain way against a person based on their homosexuality or membership of the LGBTI community, if these amendments are passed, that person may have a defence at law if they acted in good faith and for a religious purpose. The effect of that law really is to promote free speech above and beyond any other human right. The changes really have the effect of making free speech supreme and saying that a person's entitlements to religious beliefs and for religious faith allows them to make homophobic statements, engage in harassment or intimidation of members of the LGBTI community or other individuals, and you say that those statements were made in good faith and for a religious purpose. Religious purpose isn't defined. It has, on Australian Lawyers for Human Rights' view, a very wide and far-reaching definition, which effectively means that people in Tasmania, so religious groups, will have a green light to vilify, harass, intimidate individuals or groups on the basis of their religion.
What reasoning has been given for wanting these changes?
Look, I haven't spoken directly to these groups, but we can only say that it seems to us that religious groups feel like they are unfairly prosecuted for speaking publicly or freely about their faith and about their faith's disagreement in relation to certain relationships or sexual identities. It goes without saying that many parts of the extremist Christian right, but I wouldn't limit it just to Christians. I think in any religion you have extremists. They do not accept homosexuality as a natural feature of humanity. They do not accept same-sex marriage. They do not agree with what they call the homosexual agenda or the homosexual lifestyle. They may not be accepting of transsexuals or intersex people. And these amendments effectively say that if any of those religious groups talk freely or engage in conduct that's harassing or vilifying, then they can do so without prosecution, with the right to defend themselves on the basis that they made those comments in good faith and for a religious purpose.
Have these changes been proposed before?
Look, there's talk about changes like this around the country in both state jurisdictions and at the federal level. And I should say that these changes are really reflective of a wider push for free speech in Australia. You might recall the recent debate about Andrew Bolt and the Racial Discrimination Act, and there is talk at a federal level to amend the Racial Discrimination Act to give more freedom to people to make comments about a person's race or cultural identity and give them protection from suit for making those comments. And so if you say to me, have these changes been proposed before? Well, these changes have been proposed recently in various jurisdictions at different levels and for different purposes, but all on the grounds of free speech.
And how can people get involved if they would like to block these changes to the Act? How can they show their support?
Look, I would really appreciate it, and my colleagues at the Australian Lawyers for Human Rights would love it if people shared our media release. We've produced a media release on the subject, and we've made submissions to the Tasmanian Parliament and members of Parliament about these laws. We object to these laws very strongly. In this day and age, social media is so powerful. And if people got onto Facebook, got onto Instagram, got onto Twitter and simply posted our media release or talked about, have you heard about what's happening in Tasmania? Did you know that there is a proposal that free speech down in Tasmania trumps any other human right when it comes to the right to freedom of expression and freedom of sexual identification? It would be really helpful if people just talked about what's going on.
And is there anything else you would like to add, Nick?
It is really the role of lawyers, because of our education and our role in society, we should all be speaking out. And Australian Lawyers for Human Rights, as a group, advocates strongly for human rights. And we see lawyers as having an important voice in these debates. And it's really important that we don't object to say that we don't object to freedom of speech. Freedom of expression is a fundamental human right, but it is not superior, it is not supreme to other human rights. And religious organisations or anyone else should not have a superior right to vilify or harass or intimidate members of any group beyond that group's existing human rights.